This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You know another way to save 500 million? Half a billion. That's how. That's at least how many user accounts Yahoo said today were hacked in an incident 2 years ago that Yahoo attributes to, and this is their quote, a state-sponsored actor. The revelation could almost literally not come at a worse time for the company and for its CEO, Marissa Mayer. They are about this close to wrapping up a deal to sell Yahoo's core assets to Verizon. We got our senior tech correspondent, Molly Wood, on the line to make me smart. Hey, Molly.
Hey, Kai.
All right, a couple of things to take through here. First of all, those 500 million users, what does this mean for them?
Yeah, those 500 million users, as I said on Twitter, need to grab a bottle and settle in for a long night of Netflix and changing passwords.
Yeah, because they got everything, right?
They got everything. And so if you have ever reused, and I'm pretty sure this applies to 90% of the 500 million. Yeah. If you've ever reused any of those passwords, it's not enough to change those Yahoo passwords. You have to change the passwords on any site you've ever reused those passwords on. That's probably the single most important thing that anybody who uses Yahoo can do right now.
Right, because they will take those passwords and then try other sites that you have a login on, right?
Exactly. Right. And that's a pretty significant number. You know, that's what hackers do. They make attempts at other websites. And if they can get into your email, then they can get into your bank account. And it just kind of cascades from there.
Right. Second, probably to the users in being worried about this is Verizon, who's about to spend $5 billion to buy in part this massive Yahoo user base.
Yeah. Verizon's statement upon finding out about this hack 2 days ago, and we know that the investigation into this breach has been going on for about 2 years. That statement sounded a little cranky, if you read between the lines. Little cranky. Because, you know, it has been an ongoing issue. There's suspicion that this could be even a separate hack from one that Yahoo revealed this summer that affected about 200 million users. Yeah. If they have two breaches of that size going on and their prospective buyers didn't know about it, that deal could be in trouble. Certainly, if it goes through, I would not expect Marissa Mayer to remain in her job.
Yeah, well, we'll get to Mayer in just a second. But I do want to ask about the timing on this thing, because the statement from Yahoo said a recent investigation uncovered a possible hack in 2014. Are you kidding me? 2014?
Yep. I mean, these are the questions that are going to be unfolding as this story continues to develop, for lack of a more cliche way to put that. But that is the question. And, you know, this is common, unfortunately, with big data breaches and hacks like this, that companies take a really long time, probably to get their legal ducks in order before they let users know about these security breaches. But there's going to be a lot of digging into that question and why Yahoo didn't ask users to change their passwords in August when they were talking about a breach.
Right. Okay, Marissa Mayer, one cannot imagine that she is long for this company.
It wasn't likely that she was going to remain too long after this merger. This is almost certainly the death blow, because you have to assume there's some significant mismanagement going on if a hack of this size happened under her watch, for one thing, and second, was not disclosed for 2 years.
Right. Molly Wood, our senior tech correspondent. Thank you, Molly.
My pleasure, Kai.